Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending March the 26th, 2023. I've had a busy week. I've been working on a couple of projects. So the first one is obviously the Ravenglass Legends one, which I've been working on for the last few months, it seems. Now, what I did with this is I spent the first couple of days of this week getting everything so it worked as novellas. So I've got three completed novellas in this series now, about 7,000 words into the fourth. So I think so far the titles, still Fall of Wolfsbane will be book one. Book two will be called The Ways of Empire. Book three, still decided on a title. And book four will be called The Wolf and the Wyvern. So I've got the titles and... yeah, the story, I really like the story. I really like how it's going. I also, for some reason, decided to start drafting a completely new project. It's something I have been thinking about for quite a while. So I just thought, oh, I'll start writing it. Just break the ice of it. Ended up with essentially a rough, very rough first draft of a novella. So I'm going to tell you more about this later, because who knows whether it'll be something I'll give away free, something that is going to lead on to a bigger project, more books or something like that. So I'm just going to leave it for now. I'm going to make sure I keep focused on Ravenglass Legends, but I did want to get this particular story out of my head. All I can tell you really is it is in the Ravenglass universe. It's not characters we've come across before. And it's set in a place where it has been mentioned in the Ravenglass Chronicles, just as a kind of offhanded comment. But I'm just wanting to do something a little bit different with this one. So it has been fun to write so far. And I'm just enjoying the process of playing around with this story. In terms of reading, I am rereading a book. I mentioned last week that I went to Wolverhampton to see my mum, my siblings. My sister's long-term boyfriend, he was reading a book called Ubik by Philip K. Dick. Now, I've read this before, and I remembered how much I like that book, so I am rereading Ubik. So, enjoying that so far. I think I'm about halfway through. And yeah, it's really cool. I love the fashions in that book. There's so many ridiculous outfits that are described. So if you're a fan of, I don't know, kind of somewhat dystopian sci-fi with weird stuff about talking to the dead and psychics and things like that, and there's, you know, there's moon bases, you know, it's a good little sci-fi thing. And it does have some of my favorite moments in sci-fi, which just feels very very modern in a way. And there is a point where the main character is stuck in his house and he can't get out of his house unless he pays his door. And he can't get money to pay his door unless he leaves his house. So he gets into a bit of a circular argument with his door that is very funny. So, yeah, enjoying that book very much. So next week then, back to Ravenglass Legends. I'm going to continue that. I'm also going to be trying something that I have not tried in years, and that is I'm going to attend a new writing group. So there's going to be a writing group in Lancaster every Wednesday. Now, I'm usually put off by writing groups because a lot of writing groups tend to be people who write literary fiction, write memoir, things like that. Nothing against them, but what I've found is they don't seem to like genre fiction. This one is being run by a horror writer. So that tells me, okay, there's a good chance that they'll be more accepting of people who write commercial fiction, people who write genre fiction, that kind of thing. So who knows? I'll see what it's like. I do enjoy the author community online, and I think for a while I have wanted, you know, more of a local one. So, I mean, it's not in Morecambe, but it is in Lancaster, so it's easy enough to get to for me. I'm going to try it, see how it goes, see what it's like for a few weeks. If it's not for me, it's not for me, but you've got to try these things, haven't you? So until next time, cheerio.